Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. At the outset, allow me to congratulate you on assuming this important responsibility and thanking you and your team for all of your efforts to ensure that our forthcoming review conference is a success and makes it possible to strengthen the CCW. For Colombia, compliance with the convention is a priority. We are deeply committed to the obligation to protect civilians against the effects of weapons and protect combatants against excessive suffering arising from the need to achieve a legitimate military goal. Before addressing the thematic issues which are a priority for my delegation, I wish to mention a cross-cutting issue which is a priority for Colombia, namely multilingualism. This must be maintained and guaranteed at all levels where possible. It cannot be affected by the budgetary issues that the convention has. My delegation calls for work to be done with all state parties to seek alternatives in order to guarantee interpretation, in order that our work truly involves all stakeholders in our states. As regards the topic of universalization, my delegation welcomes the efforts made by you and by previous presidencies. In particular, my country has not joined Protocol 5, but we are continuing active internal dialogue on this matter. Colombia has witnessed the efforts made, particularly within amended Protocol 2, to promote balanced participation by experts. We hope that this good practice can be replicated at all levels of the convention and that we can go beyond what has been done already in promoting gender matters and recognizing the different needs of human beings to ensure that our instrument has a real impact in our countries. As other delegations have mentioned, it is vital that the convention seeks alternatives to ensure that more women can participate in our work. Hearing the voices of those who have historically not been represented in our discussions will allow us to find new responses to the issues facing us. Another priority for the review conference is improvised explosive devices. Colombia recognises the efforts that have been made, particularly under amended Protocol 2, to continue discussions on this. IEDs continue to be one of the greatest threats facing us. They require common responses in order for them to be effectively addressed. Thus, we hope that the review conference will reaffirm the importance of this topic and continue to provide fora for us to continue discussing alternatives to address these. For my delegation, expert discussions are a relevant forum that must be continued. It has shown its usefulness in recent years. The rich discussions that have been held have made it possible for us to share good practice and knowledge, strengthening application of preventive measures and responses to IEDs. We hope that the high contracting parties can support the call made by the coordinators of the discussions on IEDs to update the questionnaire. We are convinced that the new questionnaire will facilitate the implementation of valuable technical exchanges to strengthen the national authorities in our countries. I also would like to make a call in that respect for expert discussions to continue to be transmitted and interpreted for those who have to deal with these devices on the ground, so that they can use our discussions and know the latest trends in combating IEDs. On the topic of lethal autonomous weapons systems, I thank the presidents of recent years who have made considerable efforts to keep these very relevant discussions under consideration. We hope that the review conference will be the right time to generate a more ambitious mandate in order to move towards a regulatory framework. With the 11 guiding principles that we have adopted, it is clear that there are shared items of interest on which we can reach agreement and strengthen the international legal framework. We hope that future presidencies and delegations continue constructive participation in order to reach meaningful agreements. I take the opportunity also to thank civil society and other stakeholders in our work, particularly UNIDIR and the ICRC, who have worked to enrich our discussions and strengthen the application of the convention in our states. We hope that in the next few years we can continue to work with them. In conclusion, I thank UNODA, which, despite the administrative problems known to us all, has continued to provide high-level professional work, making it possible for us to continue our work despite the challenges facing us in recent months. We hope that the review conference allows us to reach an agreement to strengthen the ISU. Thank you very much.